All right. In Monroe County, there are 66 private schools. You didn't know that. I had to look it up too. What sets one apart from another? Maybe the location, maybe the staff, maybe the opportunities, maybe the cost. What is it that makes one excel over another? What sets anything apart from another concerning, now listen, information and knowledge? What makes one, what would make one institution maybe superior over another institution, or what makes one more valuable than another, would be the amount or the type of information and knowledge that they are given. There's two thoughts here. There are opinions and preferences, and then there is truth. And never the twain shall be equal. For instance, I enjoy a bagel and cream cheese for breakfast. You may not. That is an opinion. That is a preference. But truth, listen now, is irrefutable. Truth is irrefutable. That means cannot be undone. It has been proven time and time again. And here's one of the instances. Here's one of the circumstances. Come on, all right. We look at right versus wrong. This person says that this is right. This person says the exact same thing is wrong. Now the question is, who is right? Both have different thoughts towards it. So what we need is an authority that determines what is right and what is wrong. Because if left to us, what happens is opinions and preferences become truth. And that is not truth. So if there was a resource, if there was a place that we could go to have all truth, that would help. This is not about culture's choice. This is not about sports. This is not about politics. This is not about news. Ever watch the news and go, I wonder if that's true? I'm to the place where I read Snapple caps and I wonder if it's true. I don't believe anybody. Where's truth? Well, thankfully, right sitting in your laps. I'm going to tell you some true things. Number one, Lake Ontario Baptist Academy does not have the nicest gym in all of those 66 private schools. We do not have the deepest sports program. I'm thankful for our sports. It's great to watch the kids run around, and thank you for those that participate in that and help with that. But the strength of Lake Ontario Baptist Academy is the value and the importance placed on the truth. That's what sets this from any other place. See, truth precedes trust. Think about that in your own life. If you're told the truth over and over again, you will trust that source. Imagine if there was a source that has never been wrong. How many of you can say you've never been wrong? No. Blake, put your hand down. I saw it. You tried. You tried. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I'm a parent. I've incredible peripheral vision. Could you imagine if there was a resource? Our weathermen get the weather right about 50% of the time, and yet they get paid thousands of dollars. And we listen intently. It's supposed to snow, I believe, here Wednesday. Is that right? Possible snow Wednesday, Thursday. Who knows? It could be end up being 80. Oh, a change in wind. I know they're doing their best. But do you ever watch the news and go, I'll take that into consideration, but I'm not canceling my plans? Why? Because they've been wrong before. We've canceled school over a potential snow threat only to find a dusting. Imagine a resource that has never been wrong. Imagine a resource, though, that has covered all of human history. Imagine a resource that has been under the strictest of criticism. That's what we're talking about with the Word of God. The Word of God has never been wrong. Never. Challenge after challenge, trial after trial. And yet, still 100% true. You know, I asked some students to find some passages. I just want to show you a couple things, and then we'll get into the meat of the message. The length of the message will not take long, but I just want to kind of encourage you with a couple thoughts. Who has Jeremiah? Who is it? Blake. Blake, you have Jeremiah? Can you read Jeremiah 33:22? So just listen, just for sake of time, so we don't have to jump to all these places. Blake, read that. What that says there is, back in Jeremiah, he says that there's so many stars it cannot be measured. Do you know that there was a time in history, in scientific history, when they looked at and thought with the naked eye they could see all that there was? Then telescopes were invented. And there's a whole deeper world out there. Then, how about the Hubble telescope? It was prime. We're going to see the end of the universe. No. It just proves it's just a lot bigger than what we thought. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Michaela, you got that, right? People used to think that all the stars were the same. You know what that verse says? Each star is unique from the next. Science now says, hey, there's no two stars that are the same. I'm just saying, long before there was a telescope, there was the Word of God. 100% true. Job 28:25. Who has that one? All right, Jacob, can you read that nice and loud? That says that air has weight. There's a group of people. There was a time when air does not have weight. God said the wind has weight. You know what? Come to find out, there are some particles in here that allow us, and it does have weight. Look at this. Victor, I think you have, where's Victor? There you are. Leviticus chapter 17. Can you read this? Listen to this. That's all I need right there. That you don't have to read anymore. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Long before there was a cardiologist, and long before God said, let me tell you how you keep living, that stuff keeps pumping. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 21. Listen to this. Chester. Did you read verse 25 too?
I can't. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. God saw that it was good.
Each thing has its own genetic code. You cannot take a whale and cross it with a cattle. Say, that would be strange. I've seen science fiction movies. God made it that way. He told us in Genesis chapter 1 that's how it was. And who has Psalm 135? Isn't this neat? Like, this is long before science. God had all this written. Who is all right, Angel, read Psalm 135 and verse 7. We call that the water cycle. And God said, here, let me tell you how this works. The water evaporates, and then it goes over, and then lightnings and thunders come, and then it comes back down, and then it just goes right bound around in a circle. Written in Psalms, David, the king. God just shows him stuff. I love this one. Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 22. Abby, do you have that? Isaiah 40, 22. This will help some people even today. Listen to this. Wait. You're trying to tell me that this earth ain't flat. All right. Go ahead, read it. You're gonna laugh at this, but Christopher Columbus, when he got in that boat, he thought he was going to wrap around to the other side. He thought it was a circle. He didn't know about us, this place. But he took verses like that and said, God said this thing's a sphere, a circle. This is going to go round. Praise the Lord. Nothing like the Bible to straighten out some things. Do you know technology is in the Bible? Say, technology is not in the Bible. Smartphones are in your Bible. Say, it is not in my Bible. Revelation chapter 11. Who's got that? Someone's got that. All right, Kaylee, read Revelation chapter 11, verse 9. Then we'll get to the truth. But do you see? Long before it ever made sense, long before it could ever have been proven scientifically, medically, technologically, God said, this is how it is. The Bible has never been wrong. Praise the Lord for that. Kaylee, go. Okay, stop there. Let me paint the picture real quick. Two witnesses show up and testify of these things, and they die in the middle of the street. And the Bible says, now imagine John writing this, oh, around maybe, what, 60 AD? Right? Are we right around then? 90. All right, sounds good. Plus or minus 30 years. We're good. Thank you. Less than 100 AD, and he's saying things like, go ahead. Yes. How could the whole world, imagine, how could the whole world see two dead people laying in the street? Long before there were satellites, there was internet, God said, write it down, this is what's going to happen. There was a generation that just had to believe that. There was a guy, his name was Clarence Larkin. He would write books about prophecy. And he pretty much said in 1911, I have no idea how this is going to happen. I just believe it. And here we are with the ability to, I'm just telling you, even the strangest of things, the truth of the Word of God, it has never been wrong. I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful that we could take the truth and apply it to our life. Turn with me to Psalm 119. Hope that was a little encouragement to you, that the book that you hold in your hand is like any other book. The book that we open up, the book that we teach our young people from. Yes, we do teach math and science and English and social studies and spelling and literature and all of these things. But we teach it through a biblical view. This is what the scripture says. This is how what you're learning about in science, God created. God made you special. Imagine teaching a group of young people that they were not created by God, but just here by chance, and that they're just a bunch of animals trying to survive. You know what you'd get? You'd get a zoo. You get a bunch of animals just trying to survive. And we look at society and go, man, why is that so backwards? Because there's no fear of the Lord. Do you see how important the Bible is? The truth in your everyday life. Psalm 119 and verse 160. What a great verse. Princes have persecuted me. I'm sorry. Psalm 119 verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, And every one of thy righteous judgments, look at now, endureth forever. The truth is everlasting. In Revelation chapter 21, he says here, it's from the beginning. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5, and Revelation 22, 6, at the very end, Revelation 22 is the last chapter of your Bible. And it says, it is faithful and true. Two times in that passage it says it. That means at the end, when all is said and done, the author says, hey, I just want to let you know everything works together. It's all right. It's all true, and it's going to be forever. Faithful and true. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We'll read John chapter 1, then we'll pray. How's that? John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this special day. Thank you for your Word, how true it is. Thank you that you have preserved it, and I can hold it in my hand knowing without a doubt there are no errors. God, it'll help me in the path of my life. God, thank you that we could use it as a textbook within our school. Lord, I pray that you bless this time as we study it, that we'd have a deeper appreciation for your Word. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Our curriculum, a number of years ago, our school is actually in Hilton Central School District. So to be a legitimate school in the district, you need to submit your scope and sequence. That means everything about your school, from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade, what do you teach and where, and you have to submit it, and then they have to approve it. Just to say that you're for real, like the kids are going to come out being able to read and do math, and I mean, as best as they can. I don't know why they don't have the same stand, but anyways, that is, okay, sorry. I get a little biased in certain areas. Okay, I'll try not to. We'll keep it to the truth. What they said was, when we presented our scope and sequence, I'm sitting there with the superintendent of Hilton, and she said, you would think a public school would look at this and go, this is garbage. Ours is superior. They said, we love this. We wish we could do what you do. That's the school district. They said the only thing we would like to do, they love the independent study because you know what it does? It says, what are your needs and how do I meet them? Because your needs are different than his needs. So that's what we approach. We look at each individual and how does that best? They loved it. They said, the only request that we would have, can we have this curriculum without the Bible? To which Pastor Huber and I sat there and we looked at each other and said, no. No. To cut the Bible out of our curriculum, you would have nothing left. I mean, there would be some. But from the very beginning of the curriculum to the end, the scriptures all throughout. Why? Because it's truth. It's everlasting. The Word is truth from cover to cover. It said in the beginning, and then it said at the very end, it's all right. It's all right. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. I have a frozen water bottle over here. I'm a little nervous about opening it, but we're going to see what happens. All right, good. Frozen in the bottom. I don't even know if it'll sit. Oh, God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Hopefully you found it. Look at this. 5:18. This is Jesus talking, yes? Anybody read letter edition? Right? Jesus talking. Mr. B, read? 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle. See, for you and I, that doesn't mean anything. But that's like saying one dot of an I and one cross of a T. It says this, shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. He says, what you have here is the truth, and it's always going to be the truth. Praise the Lord. The truth, listen, first point, is everlasting. Number two, the truth is always right. Sometimes we don't like the truth. Famous adage, right? The wife goes to the husband and asks, does this make me look? Does this outfit make me look large? Brother Rice, if ever asked that question, what do you say? No, no, no. In the court of law, a lawyer, one of their main objectives of a witness is to find only one thing that they said that is could be proven incorrect. Because then when one thing is incorrect, we can throw the entire testimony out. Because how do we know that they didn't make something up before? If one spot of this is not right, then it's all gone. Do you understand the criticism that this book has gone through? And yet still it stands. Because it is right. Not only is it everlasting, but it is right. Psalm chapter 19. How much of it is right? Psalm chapter 19 and verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Psalm 19 verse 9. The judgments of the Lord are true, and look, and righteous altogether. Everything that God says is true and right. Psalm 119. How much of the scripture is right? Psalm 119 and verse 151. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. 100%. If you took all the words that you said in one day, and then at the end you went back and evaluated, and they were able to reanalyze all of your words, how much of the words that you said were true? Right. 100%. Why the truth is important. Look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. I am so thankful for the Word of God. Say, why? Because it's so good to have something that is pure and right. It's just refreshing. Not that it tells you everything you want to hear. Sometimes you read it and go, wow, I'm a mess. We were reading last night, while you're in Matthew chapter 21, I'll just read you a verse that stood out to me. It said this in Psalm 119, verse 80, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. And I read that and go, I wonder if in my life, the times I've been ashamed is because I didn't have a deep enough commitment to this word. And I thought, well, I don't like that. But it's true. You find someone that's ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll show you a parallel commitment to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And that's kind of the same question you could ask about our school. By what authority do you feel that you could teach this manner of material? Who gave thee this authority? Oh, they're challenging the Lord Jesus Christ. You know he could have spoke a word and just blown them all through the wall. But he didn't. Jesus answered and said unto them, I'm going to ask you a question. I also will ask you one thing, and which if ye tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And here they go, reasoning. And they reason with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did he not believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answer Jesus. They said, they're like, well, if we admit that they're from heaven, we should be believing them. And if we said that they're just of men, then they love John. And it's going, but what's the truth? And so often when we're presented with a question, listen now, we're not looking to get to the truth. We just don't want to be look like a fool. God said it'd be better to look a fool and be taught the truth than to lie to yourself. How do they respond? And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. They weren't ready to listen. Can I tell you though, God gets close to those that love the truth. Not that they have it all together, but just that they love the truth. God understands what we are. He made us. He understands our tendencies. He knows that we fail sometimes. He knows that we desire to be faithful and sometimes are ashamed. But yet the love for the truth seems to supersede all of that. And he makes it so humbly and just works with us. I'm thankful for the truth. Number one, because it's everlasting. Number two, because it's always right. John chapter 17. Just a couple more. What makes Lake Ontario Baptist Academy distinctly different? The truth. This world will patronize you by telling you what you want to hear. I know I've been there. I know what my strengths and weaknesses are, and I remember in elementary school where I was in art class, and my art teacher told me what a great job I did. That was a lie. I had zero gifts and skills in art, but yet they were just trying, and I understand encouraging a young person, and I understand the value of all that, but that wasn't true. Never have I come to the Word of God, and has it told me just what I want to hear to make me feel good about myself? No, the Word of God not only is everlasting, not only is it always right, number three, John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. It has a way of cleaning you up. Bible asks this, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Hey, how do you clean up? Hey, maybe you've made some bad decisions in your life and you've made some mess of your life. How do you fix that? Do I have to just live in this pigsty all the time? Or is there a way that I can fix the way I think, the way I feel, the way I act? What can undo me? And God says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. It's amazing how the word of God can sanctify you, can cleanse you, can take something common and use it for holy use. It's amazing. But what's your approach to the word of God will determine how you are used, I feel. Are you going to allow the word of God to cleanse you? Or are you going to stand obstinate and say, I know better? Otherwise, you'll just be like Matthew chapter 21. We can't answer you at this time. And he says, then I'm going to have no dealings with you. But if they simply would have come and said, Lord, you know, we've been living this wrong. You're right. And he says, come on in. But you're going to have the biggest problems in your life when you fight not against your wife, not against your husband, not against your kids, not against your boss, when you fight against him. When you fight against God, you'll never win. You'll just be miserable. Because this is true. Psalm 119, I want to show you something. This will help you. Psalm 119, the cleansing process. How do I get clean from the inside out? I'll tell you how. It's through the Word of God. But look at verse 2. I want you to pay attention to this phrase that shows up multiple times in Psalm 119. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him, look at now, with the whole heart. There's something about coming to God wholeheartedly and say, I don't care what it says, I'm going to do it as best as I can. God, would you help me? And God says, I'll work with that. Wholehearted. Look at verse 34. Same chapter. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Verse 58. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Look at verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Psalm 119 and verse 145 says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Our commitment to the Word of God, our approach to the Word of God, our approach to truth is of utmost importance. Do you seek this wholeheartedly? The truth has a way of separating you from one and pushing you towards another. You'll separate from the old ways and you'll be pushed to the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Number one, it is eternal, everlasting. Number two, it is always right. Number three, it can cleanse us. Number four, John chapter 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth. I am the way. He says, I am the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The truth of the Word of God brings people to Christ. John chapter 18 and verse 37. John 18, 37. John 18, 37 says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Do you understand that as you seek the truth, you're going to end up somewhere? I love GPS. I use it all the time, even if I know where I'm going. I put it in. I do it, number one, because I have a really cool car mount and I like to use it. Number two, because I like to know when I'm going to get there. And if there's an accident or something, it warns me. There's a faster route. Would you like to take this? Absolutely. 100%. I like the truth. I like guidance. I like direction. God says this about Jesus Christ. If you want to get to the truth, if your destination is truth, you know where you're going to end up? Right there. Because the truth leads you to Christ. You can't separate it. Because He is truth. So do you understand that at our school, each and every day when we open up our math pace, our math curriculum, and it says, okay, memorize this verse. Do you understand the point of that? It's to draw a young person closer to Christ. Praise the Lord. What better thing? The truth brings people to Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. We're almost done. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ye heard the word of truth, and what happened? The gospel stepped in. I love those verses in 2 Timothy. Paul is talking about Timothy, and he says, and he commends his mother. Hey, who told you about Christ? I'm thankful for my mom. She went to the church before we did a couple weeks, and then she brought us to church. Who told you about Christ? Someone must have. Maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your grandma. Maybe it was your teacher. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 says this, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Hey, where's a great place as a child to learn the truth of the Word of God? Of what benefit is that? Which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The truth of the Word of God brings you to Jesus. Brings people to Christ. Who told you? Lastly, 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. You've listened great. I know you're excited about looking at the pictures and the projects and all of that. And I will quickly move through 1 Kings chapter 17. Real quick, the value of truth. Number one, it's everlasting. Number two, it's always right. Number three, it can cleanse you from the inside out. Number four, it brings people to Christ. Number five, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is truth. There's power in the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I know we're looking at a lot of verses. You're doing so great. I should give you all a box of candy. I'm really excited. Someone has the possibility of winning Charleston Chew tonight. How many of you have never had Charleston Chews? Oh, they're so good. Unbelievably good. Oh, you can smell the marshmallow and the waxy chocolate in here. Oh, it's so good. Say, what are you talking about? We do sword drills on Sunday nights. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God. The word of truth by the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Isn't it a blessing? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 7. The power of truth, the word of God, the power of God. We were just talking in our Sunday school class, and Pastor Seatman mentioned this guy's name that was running, kind of leading an Israeli revolution. Yes? And his name means hammer. What a great name, right? If you're going to lead a revolution, the hammer. Do you know the Bible is referred to as a hammer? It has a way of just breaking things down, but then it's also the sweet balm of Gilead that helps us grow. It's amazing. There's power in this word. Power to do the greatest thing. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I love our school. I love standing there watching all the kids come in on Monday morning like zombies and trying to cheer them up and getting them excited about even subjects I'm happy to never touch again in English and literature. I like math and science. That's kind of where it just makes sense to me. But I'm thankful for those opportunities. I'm thankful for our school that can teach these things and prepare our young people for the next step of their life. And I'm thankful most for the Word of God that gets interwoven in all of that. Because, listen now, it's the truth. Not because I said it. Quite the contrary. It's because God said it. I think one of my least favorite things is to be lied to. Just tell me the truth. Dropped off, no offense to this person, but dropped off my chainsaw to get worked on. 2 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. He hasn't even gotten to it. Oh, it's frustrating. They're busy. I understand. Isn't it nice? Isn't it refreshing to be around something that's true? What would your education have been like had you had the Word of God interwoven within? John chapter 8 and verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The power of the Word of God has the ability to slay sin. John chapter 8 and verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, he shall be free indeed. I'm thankful for the victory over sin. I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save me from my sin. You know, there's a consequence to sin. And because I've sinned, I was heading for that consequence, kind of like we were talking about with that GPS. That was my destination. I was going to land somewhere I didn't want to be, but I had no way. I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how to turn course, and the Word of God was presented to me, telling me about Jesus Christ. My kids just got some new books. They got Aesop's Fables. They got, what was yours? What's your? Oh, the Grimm stories, like fairy tale Grimm. They're not real. Guy didn't go from a fox and become a person. Those things don't happen. Good stories. Do you understand that the Word of God is true? That there actually was a guy and he got eaten by a giant whale and then spit out and then goes and preaches a revival. Do you know there was a guy that actually walked on water? Do you know there was a guy that took a staff and he stuck it in next to the water and it parted and it stood up as a wall and they walked on dry ground? Do you know there was really a man, the Lord Jesus Christ, that died on the cross to pay for your sins? It's not a bunch of fairy tales. 100% of it is true. One day someone showed me from the scriptures what it means to be a child of God. Not to join a church, not to be part of some but what it meant to have your sins forgiven. I looked at that and I said, I believe. Took faith. I wasn't there. Never saw the empty tomb. But I believe every word that this has said. I have proven it now for the last 32 years, and it's never been wrong. The times that I've caused a great amount of problems and trouble in my own life is when I strayed from this. And that's why we try and make this book the most important book. What sets Lake Ontario Baptist Academy apart? Our facilities. It sets it apart. Our sports curriculum. Our commitment to truth. There's other good schools out there, and as they commit to the Word of God, then they too shall reap blessings untold. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, He will not depart far from it. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. Thankful for the word of God. Let's all stand. The big mistake that those in Matthew chapter 21, they wouldn't humble themselves. When he says, hey, by what authority, they didn't want to reveal or express their humility. Can I encourage you, don't make that same mistake. When your life is contrary to the Word of God is not wrong, you are. And you will do best in every area of your life to take the principles of the Scriptures and apply them to your life. Hey, if you're living a life that's contrary to that, will you allow the Word of God to get inside and to cleanse you from the inside out? If you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I invite you to today. Do that today. In a moment, we're going to pray and we'll be dismissed. There would be nothing more important in my schedule and in yours to show you what it means to pray with you, to answer any question you may have concerning the truth of the Word of God. I ask that you take that opportunity. Consider it. The truth will always be right. Praise the Lord for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We are thankful for the opportunity that we had here today to glorify the truth. God, thank you. Thank you for preserving it. Thank you for giving it to us. Thank you that we could read it, study it, memorize it, incorporate it into our daily life. Lord, forgive us for the times that we've wandered from it. Lord, we've seen the heartache and the trouble that it causes us. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be cleansed from the inside out, that we would humble ourselves towards it and allow you to work. Lord, I pray again that you'd, if someone here today has never put their faith and trust in your Son, that today would be the day. Lord, I pray for those that maybe have wandered a bit, that they would make a renewed commitment to your word yet again today, wholeheartedly. Lord, bless our afternoon and watch over us, protect us, keep us safe, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon.